Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. It's just me today on the podcast, and we are going to talk about negative self-talk and how to combat it. So this is very, very, very much just like a workout, right? It's going to take time, right? Just the way that it takes time to build muscle and lose weight and, you know, adopt these healthy nutrition habits. All of that stuff takes time, right? And seeing results are going to take time. Well, this is no different, because what goes on in our head is something that we have to retrain often, right? We have to retrain the way that we think. We have to retrain the way that we feel sometimes and the way that our brain works. Because if you're anyone like me, you maybe have gone a period in your life where you only talked negatively to yourself, to your body, and your brain was listening. So it takes time and it takes repetition and consistency to really combat negative self-talk, to be able to notice when it's happening, what to do, and then even what to do to avoid negative self-talk. So we're going to dive into that today because this is a topic that I know so many of you guys, including myself, have struggled with or are currently struggling with. So I'm here to share just some tips that I have to combat negative self-talk. The first thing that I would say is take time to listen to your thought and really think about it, right? Because so many thoughts go through our mind every day, and it's typically triggered by something that we saw on social media or something somebody said to us or something we heard on the radio or something we watched on TV, right? There's so many things that even subconsciously we are hearing that are triggering some sort of an emotion or some sort of thought in our head. So the first thing you need to do is really take time to listen to that thought and think about it and think, do I really think this about myself, right? So for an example, maybe your negative thought is I'm failing at being a mom, or I'm failing at being a wife, or I don't look good in these pants. Okay, those are some examples of maybe negative thoughts that you're having. So are you really failing as a mom? Are you really failing as a wife? And who gets to say whether you look good or not in those pants? Because I find that oftentimes when I'm talking negatively about myself, it's because I am already putting into the universe what other people are judging me for. So if I go back to that example of I'm a bad mom, maybe my kid's birthday came and gone and I didn't do this extravagant cupcake or extravagant party or extravagant present. You know what? Actually, let me actually give you guys a different example and a real example in my life recently. So Easter baskets. Okay. Easter baskets and Valentine's Day. These are two events that recently happened because I'm recording this podcast in April. So Easter baskets, I have always gotten an Easter basket for my kid. I grew up getting an Easter basket, doing a jelly bean hunt, you know, all of that jazz. But what I had in my Easter basket, like, I thought it was a pretty great gift. Like, I got my kids, like, some new water bottles, these new sticker books that they love. I got Cameron a new toothbrush and toothpaste. Like, honestly, the essentials, like, the things that they kind of needed at that time. And then here I go, right? I'm scrolling social media on Easter morning, and I'm seeing all these amazing Easter baskets that, you know, my friends or these influencers are giving to their kids. And I'm like, shoot, like, did I gyp my kids? Like, should I have done better? Am I a good mom? Like, or, you know, I didn't find an Easter bunny and do this Easter egg hunt, like, outside of our house. Like, of course, you start to see all these other things that people are doing to celebrate Easter, and you're starting to question your own celebration. Or I'm starting to question, like, gosh, should I have put more time into getting them an Easter basket? And then even, like, my example of Valentine's Day. All I got my kids was, like, Valentine's Day jammies. And that's obviously more selfishly for me because I love any holiday jammies. But of course, once again, open up social media on Valentine's Day. And what do I see? I see all these, you know, Valentine's Day gifts and baskets, and I didn't get my kids anything. And so there's times in those moments where I'm like, am I a bad mom? Am I like, am I too busy with work to not like think about, oh, I should like be getting this stuff for my kids? And so the bottom line is, nobody gets to say what I should and shouldn't do, right? As a mom, like I have the power, right? I have the control to celebrate holidays or special events how I want to, and not the way that other people are doing it or society's doing it. And I think obviously social media has been a little bit of a detriment, right? Because we see all these other things. We feel like it's a highlight reel and we think our lives are, we're failing in our lives. But at the same time, like nobody's saying, oh my gosh, Morgan, you didn't get your kids this. Like, gosh, she's a bad mom. So that thought that I just had about myself was literally only my thought. Like nobody else was thinking that, only myself. But I still felt that judgment, right? Or of that I'm not good enough or I didn't do a good enough job compared to these other kids and these other moms that are getting this. So I hope that example is helpful. And I think that there's probably a lot of moms that maybe have thought the same things that I am. Because I think sometimes we're just getting so out of hand with these like extravagant birthday parties. And I think we just need to sit down, take time and listen to the thought and really think about it. And do I really think this about myself, or is something else triggering me to think this way? Do I really feel like I failed? Like, to be honest, the times that I think that is a valid negative thought in my mind is when I lose my patience with my kids and I wasn't nice to them, or I snapped at them, or I didn't give them the grace, or something else was going on in my life and I didn't have the maturity to separate the stress in my life to my children. That's when I think in the moment I've failed as a mom, in that moment, not a complete failure. But those are the times that I'm like, okay, I can get better here. You know, like this is where I need to, you know, grow up and remove stress from my work life or whatever else is going on personally and not pass that along to my kids. That's what we should really be focusing our attention on, not like the simple things like Easter baskets and Valentine's Day. But are we really failing? Is this thought really real, or am I just putting it in my head? So that's step number one when you have a negative thought. Let me also share a little bit of, maybe if you don't have kids here, and I feel like, I'm sorry if my examples are just about kids, but let's also talk about maybe a negative thought that you have about your body. So let's say you look in the mirror and you're like, ugh, I'm not, my stomach's not flat enough, or, you know, my butt's not firm enough, you know, so some of those like negative thoughts about something, that the way that we look. Once again, who is setting that expectation? And I know society has set a lot of expectations for women and how we should look. And of course, you know, what they put out there is what we're comparing ourselves to. But once again, if I follow this example through, is someone else actually telling me that my stomach's not flat enough? Is someone else really creating that expectation for me, or am I creating it for myself? And why am I creating it for myself? Am I making up that story in my mind to say that my stomach's not flat enough? Am I comparing myself to someone that I saw on social media? So I think it's just really about taking a pause and thinking about this negative thought and saying, is it real? And should it even be a thought that I'm having right now? Am I placing unrealistic expectations based on something else external? Or is this an expectation that I actually do have for myself? So that's step number one. Step number two is looking at where the negative thought is stemming from. So I've mentioned this. What triggered you? What made you think that way? And sometimes it's so subtle. Right? But it's still something that went into our mind and somehow it's going to get spit back out as a negative thought. So did you scroll through Instagram or Pinterest, or, you know, did you hear something on the radio or on TV or at dinner with girlfriends or your husband or whatever? What is that negative thought stemming from? And I think that's where we need to, again, take inventory of, is that realistic? Is their highlight reel on Instagram really a realistic expectation that I should be placing on myself or my life or how I do things, because I'm not hating on the people that gave a great Easter basket to their kids. Like, that's freaking awesome. And I'm like, that's what makes them feel good as a mom. That fills up their tank. And I love that for them. But that doesn't mean that I am a failure. That doesn't mean that I am less than. That doesn't mean that my kids are going to look at me and think, gosh, mom, you really dropped the ball here. And hey, maybe I will get that that said to me when my kids are a little bit older, when they're like actually talking to their friends. But anyways, figuring out where that stems from and then saying, okay, but do I even want that? Do I even want that flat stomach, or, you know, or do I want that life or that thought to be something that even exists in my space? So look at where the thought is stemming from, and take it as far as if someone continues to trigger you or something continues to trigger you, you've got to remove it from your life. Whether it's the influencer on Instagram, whether it's me on Instagram, whether it's a friend, mute their stories, mute their posts. Like, you can still love them from afar, but you don't need that up in your business every single day, right? Reminding you of these negative thoughts that you're having because you're consuming something that's making you feel that way. Because you got to do the work. You got to do the work up here to get mentally tough when these negative thoughts come. And sometimes that means temporarily unfollowing people that are triggering you or making you feel a certain way. You can go back to following them once you've gotten that mental toughness. But until then, like, protect your peace, protect it, because you're not going to be able to ever get up here and in this like awesome space where you can just be like, no, I'm not letting these thoughts live in my brain. You're not going to be able to get up there if you constantly have the negative stuff coming in, right? So you got to find those triggers. You got to find where it's stemming from, and you got to cut it off. That's my second tip. Number three is surround yourself with positive things, positive words, positive people. It's so easy to get sucked into negative thoughts. So how can you constantly be consuming yourself with the positive things, whether that's this awesome quote that's on your lock screen, on your iPhone or on your phone, or maybe it's motivational quotes in your office. Maybe it's motivational quotes on your mirror that you get ready on in little post-it notes. Maybe it's a meditation that you listen to first thing in the morning. Maybe it's a podcast that you listen to. And so it's positive thoughts, positive quotes, positive things, but then also positive people. How can you surround yourself with the people that you feel safe around, that you feel positive around, and that don't on how to live, and that they're real and they're authentic and they're not judging you? That is so important, you guys. Like, you are who you hang out with. You are who you hang out with. Like, it is so true. And sometimes we don't have choices, right? I get it. Family or coworkers that you're with, you know, a majority of your week. But you got to start bringing in the positive people. The best way to do that is go find really strong communities of women, and whether that's Burn Boot Camp. And that's literally one of the best tips I have, is literally find a Burn Boot Camp and go join. And you are going to be surrounded by so much positivity, so many great people, and just positive thoughts, that this is really going to help shift you. But if you don't have a Burn Boot Camp, you know, it's about finding groups of people and being okay with saying goodbye to the other people that are negative in your life. I feel so strongly about that. You only have one life to live. Do it around positive people so you can be the best version of yourself. So surrounding yourself with positivity. Last one, I kind of said this really, but it's just eliminating the noise. And so really going back to my first tip, you have to be very intentional. But when you have this thought and when you're feeling a certain way about yourself or about the roles that you play in your life, you have to dissect it and be like, A, where did this stem from? B, how can I bring so much positivity in my life today that nothing's going to touch me? Like, has anyone ever listened to like a motivational speech or someone preaching or a podcast that's just like so freaking amazing. It's just like left you on this high of like, yeah, nothing's going to mess me up today. You got to find that daily, right? So like it's important to find those things in your life. That's who you should be following on Instagram. That's who you should be listening to on in your ears is people that when you get done seeing that quote or seeing that little video, you feel so good and like there's a shield around you. Like no negativity today. So it's about really dissecting it, okay? So again, I want to go back to this. You have the thought. You figure out where that negative thought stemmed from. You remove that. Remove those triggers from your life. Unfollow the people. Like do it. It or mute them or, I don't know, block them, whatever it's called on social media. Mute them. And then put positivity in your life and speak positivity into yourself because, again, your brain is going to be trained to hear the thoughts that are going or it's going to listen to you, right? It's going to hear the thoughts that you're saying and it's going to believe you. So if it's constantly negative in your mind and around you, that's going to be your output. Negative, negative, negative. But if you can cut off those negative people, you can start putting positivity into your life, positive quotes, positive affirmations, unfollow the negative, you are going to start to reframe your thoughts into positive ones. I am beautiful. I am smart. I am worthy. I am strong. Like you have to tell yourself these things often. Like I said, this is just much like a fitness and nutrition journey. You can't work out one time and expect to reach your goals. You got to do this every day, right? Whether that's you're working out every day or you're focusing on your nutrition, you have to do it every day. Being positive is harder than being negative. Like negativity speaks louder than positivity. Like it's just the truth, sadly. So you actually have to be intentional about being positive. But if you can find out what is triggering you, who is triggering you, that's the first step. Because as much positivity as you can put into your world, if you still are holding on to this negative person or negative account on social or this negative thing in your life, you cannot truly break through and be free. So those are my tips, guys. Listen to your thoughts. Really think about them. Ask yourself, is this true or am I setting somebody else's expectations for myself? Look at where the negative thought is stemming from. Surround yourself with positivity and remove all the rest. That is what I have for you today, guys. That is what I have for combating negative self-talk. You can do it. Take the work or put the work in. You're worth it. And like I said, we get one life. Let's live it to be positive. Let's surround ourselves with positive people and let's spread kindness and love and positivity to anyone else in our life, right? Kill them with kindness. You do you, and you get to live a positive life if you choose to, but you got to put in the work first. So, all right, guys, you got this. As always, thank you for listening. Go subscribe. Go follow me on Instagram. I try to be real and positive and uplifting over there. I try not to put this highlight reel into my grid because I know how annoying that can be. But hey, if I'm a trigger to you, I am giving you permission to even unfollow me, but otherwise, come follow me because I love you and I'd love to connect with you. So thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.